Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TV. The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. Check out our Instagram at How to Watch TV. All the links to our other content are in the bio below. Don't forget to subscribe and follow.
Okay, so yeah, The Walking Dead. Sorry we've been so late. It's been 3 episodes now, and we're going to discuss all of them. What if I just said because I had a tooth thing and it was hard for me to talk, that's why
he was retraining his mouth.
I'm retraining myself to speak. So
retraining my mouth, new band name I call it.
Okay, damn it.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Well, yeah, that's a Chris Pratt joke. So, but anyway,
we're going to start with adaptation. I mean, whatever. We're talking about all three. Anything's fair game. Episode 9.
We're just having a general discussion about it. We don't have to walk through the episode. No, if you got anything like strong notes you want to hit in there, like go ahead. But like, how do you think it started off?
Okay, so it started with the gate open when they opened the gate after they drug Jesus out.
Right.
So he was still bleeding out, and then one of the not walkers or whatever was opening the hatch or the handle so they could all get out.
Right.
Effectively introducing us to them beyond that first thing where they killed Jesus.
The new bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, right off the bat, episode two is like the flashback. We get like a backstory of the new villain. What didn't we get in the past few fucking seasons? With Negan.
Sorry,
we didn't get any backstory. Right. We didn't get any flashback. We got like a flashback.
Oh yeah, like, for Lydia.
That's
the girl.
The young girl.
Yeah.
Her name is Lydia.
Right.
Alpha is her mom's name, but right. Whatever her other name is.
I don't remember what her real name was in that.
I was just kind of irritated that we didn't get a like, it was just like, really, we went through like 3 seasons with Negan and didn't get any kind of backstory?
Is it possible they're waiting to drop that for like the completion of his redemption arc? It feels like Negan is going to end up being a redemptive character here.
Oh, it's obvious. Yeah.
His interaction with Judith alone is telling that.
And Negan always said, like, he liked Carl. He was always about like the future and stuff like that. Like he wasn't.
Do you think he just fancied himself a parent, or do you think he?
That's a good question.
Or he was actually interested in the future.
Did he ever mention having kids? He mentioned his wife, but did he ever mention having children?
I don't remember hearing him say anything about having kids.
That'd be a big revelation to find out, like in a flashback, that we had kids. Okay, so if they're holding it back, then whatever. But like, color me slightly fucking annoyed that
you already got
one for the new villain.
Right.
Which, again, it's just people.
But based on the interaction, do they seem villainous? Like outright villainous?
No, they found a way to live within this world.
Right.
They found their own way, which seemingly every different group of people that we've come across has found their own way to survive and live in this post-apocalyptia.
Yeah, and they all seem to be different.
They're all different. Terminus, eating other people. Like, I mean, let's go through it. Like, what do you got?
Okay, where'd they start? They started at the farm. The camp. Okay.
The camp. That's how they dealt with it.
Then they went to the CDC.
They went to the CDC. That wasn't a group of people, really, but it was one guy, I guess. That's how he dealt with was locking himself in.
Right.
Then they went to the farm.
Right.
that met Herschel and Maggie and the gang.
They had their own
way of putting the dead people in a barn, thinking that one day that they'll come back. Then they run across the governor, who his own way of dealing with is cutting their fucking heads off and putting them in aquariums and locking his daughter in a vent or something like that. The hospital people had their own way of dealing with it.
I think Terminus was right before the hospital people, but yeah. Because they left the prison at the end of 4, I think, and then they went right to Terminus. I wasn't necessarily
going
quick.
For like a chronological order.
I know, I'm just trying to make sure we didn't skip anybody.
Right.
We left. The governor was the end of the stuff at the prison, I believe.
Right.
Then they wandered off. They followed the train tracks to Terminus. That was done in like an episode and a half.
Knocked it out.
And then...
They found, another individual. They found Gabriel during all that, who found his own weird way of dealing with what was going on.
Right.
Like every group of people has found their own different way of dealing with it.
Yeah, who'd they have after that? Then they ran into Bob's group. I don't really remember what they did any different.
Who,
They ran into the cannibals again.
Again?
Was it again? Gabriel? Was that Gabriel? No, not Gabriel.
The wolf people, people.
I'm thinking of the guy that was...
We're making traps out of them.
Yeah.
If you want to count them as a group, Abe, Lucy, what's her name?
Rosita. Yeah.
Abe, Rosita, and Eugene.
Eugene.
We're all in a group. Who had found their own way of dealing with
which
this.
Which was just following Eugene blindly.
Following Eugene across,
doing.
Like he was knew where he was going and was going to lead them to salvation or to find the cure or whatever.
Right.
But every little group of people has found a different way to deal with this. And this is just the next one, I guess. Which is, I guess, far less impressive than them. Impressive, maybe is the wrong word. Far less.
What is? What's far
the
less
The fact
impressive?
That it's just people. It was a lot more scary if the zombies were actually organizing. I mean, in a way they are, because these people can kind of control them in a way.
They can. It's not what we thought. It's not a bait and switch necessarily. It's a, they knew what they were doing. We didn't know what they were doing in terms of thinking they started talking. They presented it that way. But it wasn't necessarily like they were saying, oh, they're evolving. We assumed they're evolving. I mean, they titled the episode Evolution. It was definitely a red herring. They were trying to push us that way to lead us off the trail
with the previews and the trailers and stuff. They were absolutely doing that.
Right.
And just to, like I said, I'm sorry. It was a little disappointing to find out that it was
that
just
it wasn't
people.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
we don't
it
know
just
a
makes,
whole lot about
now,
them
but
other
now,
than
go,
that backstory.
Going back to that
shit.
Now, it makes more sense. Then the zombies is evolving.
Yeah.
They're not evolving. They're fucking decomposing.
Yeah,
they
this
can't be
isn't
evolving.
A,
like, how could their brains come more to life when it's, just scientifically?
Right.
Their brains are decomposing. Like they're.
I'm going to say this, and it sounds stupid, but it's not a sci-fi show.
No.
It's not a magic show.
No.
They just die and keep living for whatever reason.
We don't know what that reason is.
Reanimate, whatever the fuck it
is. But it's got to be something scientific. The CDC...
So yeah, for them to evolve to start talking is ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous now that we talked it out like that. But I guess so then it's maybe makes it less disappointing, but it was just like...
That's why we talk it out. That's why we have these talks, Jeremy.
That's why we have these talks. So maybe I'm less angry at the show. I'm not angry at the show. I just don't care anymore as much as I used to.
So the backstory of the girl and Alpha was that the wife was kind of timid at first, or were we being led to believe that based on her backstory telling? Like, it seemed like the mom was the nice one in the first one or two, and then the dad started comforting her, and it was like, wait a minute, was it maybe the dad the whole time, and she was covering for the mom, so the mom was just a psycho?
I think that's what it was. That's how I took it. She remembered it this way, because that's like basically the story that her mom kept telling.
Right.
But then she finally like knocked down that wall in her head
and realized
that this was the truth. And did we ever, I don't remember, I guess... Did we see the mom kill the dad? Because we saw that one vision of him like grabbing his throat, like bleeding.
I think so.
And then they showed the zombie come in and eat him in like one of the flashbacks. And then they showed a different one, like of him like helping her. Like I think the mom like kills the dad.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to go, or he wasn't like...
Right.
Manning the fuck up, I guess, in that situation.
Yep. So that was pretty much that one. Oh, they traded her back. So there was something I wanted to talk about here. Let's see, where is that at? It's in the last episode. So, let's see, when Henry and Lydia are talking and then he takes her out, she's going to pick up that hammer off the table.
Okay.
She was like trying to grab it. And then what happened? A baby cried. And she kind of freaked out a little bit at the baby crying. You know why? Because she knows what happens to babies that cry.
Right.
They get fucking left for the walkers to be eaten.
Right.
By her crew. Like, just like they showed us later. Like, that was a cool little, like...
look into their society.
Yeah, to see that she's like, oh, shit, a baby's going to die, essentially.
Right.
You know, it was her reaction, like, oh, God.
To live with the dead is to live in silence, she said.
Mm-hmm. So they talk like this.
I saw a little preview for the next episode, and
sorry, Lydia, that's your joke. I don't want to steal it.
And Lydia was doing the walker step, but in regular clothes and no mask. And it just looked kind of cool.
She looks creepy as fuck, I'll give you that.
But I mean, with nothing on, just like as the outfit she left in, she's doing the walker strut.
It's craziness.
Yeah, it's cool.
But they couldn't get away with that, just doing the strut. Like, that's the smell. Like, they put the smell on them with the clothes and the mask, right?
I don't know.
Because that's what did it before.
Maybe.
Like, at the beginning. Like, they threw the blood and shit on them, so they couldn't smell
them. Right, but that, they didn't know what they were doing at that point. They maybe didn't have to do that. Oh, well, no, because then when it washed off, they smelled them. I think it washed off and they started freaking out, and the walkers noticed they weren't walkers. Potentially, rather than they smelled them all of a sudden. Was that what it was?
I don't know if it's smell. I don't know. It's tough to say. Because I would think that, like, when you come across a walker that's fucking nose is completely gone and it's just like the two skull holes, like, what are they smelling?
Right.
Fucking jack shit, right?
Yeah, you'd think that kind of stuff would be working. So what is it that
it's just the noise that attracts them?
I guess, yeah. Maybe. I'm genuinely not sure.
And do the weird talk.
Yeah.
It just sounds like the others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they're talking like that, so it blends in.
I'm just trying to get a better understanding of this new group of villains.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like...
I mean, that was pretty damn heartless. Dude, how crazy was that shot when... I don't know her name, and I'm sorry. The deaf girl.
The deaf girl was looking at the baby.
When she went out and got the baby and came back into the cornfield and they shut the sound off.
Yes, but it wasn't completely shut off. It was like this muffled, like if you would put your hands over your ears, it was like, it was really strange.
Yeah, that was one of the more tense scenes because you didn't hear.
And then motherfucking Daryl comes out.
Yeah.
Nowhere with the knife, saving ass.
Just imagine living in that world minus a sense.
Shit.
It's hard enough to stay alive without, or, you know, with all of them.
In that world, yeah. I mean, we've discussed this, I think, before, but the numbers have to be diminishing. The numbers of walkers. I get it. It's like the rest of the population.
Right.
You know, so I guess they could be coming from anywhere.
If nobody's out there actively killing them, not necessarily. You know, we don't know. We don't have a big picture of the world.
We don't.
Although we could be watching Fear the Walking Dead to get a little bit bigger one. Because if Morgan has gone to that show, it's caught up to present day.
So they're just as far along as...
Right.
So I wonder if there's a time jump.
There's probably...
A time jump.
There has to be.
So then maybe if we watched that, we would have seen it coming.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, no, that was pre the.
Okay.
Oh, but it might not be caught up to present. It might not be caught up to present because they did a 6-year time jump from now.
Oh, from when fuck's sake! There we go. So that's how they. That's how they.
So they're still behind.
So Morgan and them are going to still be back
potentially,
unless they did a time jump.
Unless they do one as well,
to match up the timelines.
Right. I don't know. It's worth watching at some point. It's just it doesn't feel as pressing to the story here. And again, this one is good because of the characters, you know, and it sucks that they've turned over so many.
That's the point. My next point that I want to get to is you said the characters. Do we miss any of the characters that we've lost in the past couple seasons? Carl, Rick.
Yes.
Can you say something?
It sounds like a dick thing to say, but Henry has filled that void.
No, he hasn't.
He's doing that same shit Carl would be doing.
Fair enough, but he's not Carl.
No, he's not Carl, but like he's doing that role has been replaced, essentially, and we just have to deal with it. Like, yeah, I miss the actor, and I miss the connection to Rick.
But that's gone anyway. Rick and him are both gone, so like the memory of them lives on. Like,
right. He got that shit going. I mean, he didn't get Alexandria going, but he got it to the point where they could move forward, like sustainably, and you know, fix the place up and look to the future and all that shit. Maggie got the info or whatever from that lady.
Maggie's another one. Do we miss Maggie?
No, I don't miss her being on the show because it's fine when a character leaves a show when their story is complete. And maybe hers isn't fully done. Like, she's going to come back later and have some, oh, she played a bigger part in spreading the word out there and that we're making real change in the world kind of a thing.
Is she slated to be part of any of the movies or anything?
I don't think so. I think she's going to come back to the show. She's not off the show. She's just not appearing in the last half of the season. But
This is the last half of the season, right?
I think she'll come back at some point, and it, like I said, it'll be tied to something bigger. But her story, as of now, I'm satisfied with.
Yeah, it's no, like I wasn't
was ripped
like
away
wondering...
from us in the middle of pregnancy, or you know what I mean? Like,
and she took the kid with her.
She took the kid with her, so she'll come back at some point, and we'll have Minnie Glenn or Herschel, except it's called Herschel. But the point being.
Asian Herschel.
No, I don't miss her. Jesus, we didn't get a chance to miss him yet because he was in which one, the third episode or the second one? Remember, it was the third one because Jesus and Tara ride up to.
We got another shot of
King
him
and Carol,
which was like kind of a weird place for that.
Here's what
other
they did.
Flashback.
Here's what they did. The first episode focused on Negan and that shit. Then by the time they got to the third one, they hadn't really showed anything of the kingdom and Carol.
Right. And then we got that.
We get that story, but they're also filling in some of the time jump and there's something there because the X's on Michonne and Daryl's back, there has to be a story there.
The X's on their backs.
Yeah. The scars. You've not seen the scars that, like, Henry even mentioned in the most recent episode. I've seen your scars.
Yeah, see, I thought he was talking about when he was held up by Negan's.
No, he took off his shirt in front of him when Carol brought him to Daryl's camp.
And he had two, like, an X?
He had, like, an X on his lower back. Like, and so does Michonne. When she took off her shirt, she had an X on her lower back.
They're going to fill in the time jump. Right. Okay.
Which I'm fine with. I like that kind of shit. The puzzle pieces being put together to where it all makes
sense.
That's
right.
This season feels different. I know that we lost Rick. And like that's a huge blow to the show. Rick really is. That's the one I miss the most. As frustrating as he could be at some times... And like, but that character was just so interesting.
Because it was, I don't know. It was always how is he going to fucking get out of this, right?
Aside from him being lost, the season feels like a new show.
It does.
The way everything moves in the show feels more connected and better.
Do you feel like they're setting up for something like really bad to happen? Because like they're setting up and they're trying to push forward for this good, the festival, the charter. They're trying to set up for like moving forward. But I have a feeling like it's just like set. There's too many smiles. Like it's
yeah, but we don't know necessarily what the beef between Michonne and Hilltop is.
More shit. I guess we're gonna get filled in
because that seemingly is the last
flashbacks.
Thing stopping the.
The charter.
Well, yeah, the charter as well as the... Yeah, I mean, well,
I thought they were all agreeing to come.
And the fact that there's nobody in Sanctuary anymore. So there's no reason for them to sign in the fifth spot for the charter.
It was still on the charter.
Right.
But there's Sanctuary nobody there. Was empty, right.
Right. So we should talk about Negan.
Okay.
When he left, he went to Judith's room and took her compass. But it was like he was checking on her.
I didn't think it was anything like abnormal or creepy. I think he was just trying to take something to remember her by. In case he never saw her again. That's what he was doing. He was grabbing something, a keepsake.
Yeah.
Right. Because he's fallen in love with this little girl or whatever. Right. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, nothing, he loves weird, this little girl. Right. Yeah, not in a creepy way, just in like a parental way.
We discussed, they could only have been having like these conversations and like meeting at the jail bars for only so long. Because what is she, 9, 10?
Wait, sorry, you lost
Judith.
Me.
Judith Grimes. We discussed this the other day about how old was she. She was like a little kid. She wouldn't have been going to him then. It would have been a couple of years from like when we left off.
Oh, at the jail bars. Sorry, I just didn't interpret that right in my head. I was thinking...
The jail window. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a bad choice of words.
Just
the jail,
know what you're like, talking about.
Because we only got to see one of those conversations.
Right.
But we had to assume that they were happening often, you know?
Right.
For them to get to know each other like that.
Yeah, that occurred over the last 6 years.
When Rick left, Judith was really small, like not old enough to like...
She was just barely talking.
So not old enough to have like in-depth conversations with and help with math and understand like that this man is in jail and I shouldn't be talking to him, but we're only talking about math, so it's okay.
Right. Well, yeah, and to figure out the logic that it's fine because he can't, you can't screw
up
math.
So like a max of what, 4 years, 5 years maybe? 3 or 4 years that they have been meeting, that he's been getting to know her.
Potentially six.
But that's what I'm saying. At the beginning of the 6 years, Judith's not old enough to have that conversation.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
so I had to be a couple years into the 6 years.
Fair enough,
Right.
So they're tight enough that
three or four years, I guess.
But he hangs around till morning. I don't understand that.
It's so weird. Like, why? Like, it was nighttime. Get the
fuck
out.
He was walking around all happy, though. Did you notice a difference in the way he was like... I don't know. He looked like a different guy.
Yeah.
And
looked
when
like somebody who spent 6 years in jail.
Right. Yeah. Wait. She let him out. She let him go. Like, he ended up convincing her to let him go. She told him there was nothing out there for him and that she'll shoot him the next time she sees him. And then he goes out and I can't remember like all the order that he did everything, but he was walking and he found a stream and he was drinking out of it. Then he was puking. He was like on his knees puking. Right at the clearing where he killed Glenn and Abraham.
Right, so you think he was like throwing up? Because
I think
it
was just symbolic of like maybe he's done being that person, and it's like almost like him repenting there by being on his knees, you know, in that spot, like, and he's puking, like maybe at the thought of what he did. Not that he's probably puking because of the water, but.
The water out of the stream, like, see, that I don't understand.
Maybe
like, why
it wasn't
would that have
good.
Been
Maybe it's there's a walker downstream, dead in the water.
Yeah.
You know, like anything like that could be the case.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know, just a thought. So
yeah, no, I like it. I like it. Like
he then
him
goes,
throwing up and like
just yeah, like it was like a,
his old self, basically.
Yeah, being done with that version of Negan.
Right.
Then he goes and finds a new leather jacket. I saw that coming a mile away as soon as he went into a store.
The
I'm like, okay,
store,
but he already had a shovel and then it became a metal pipe by the time he got back to the sanctuary.
Right.
And he tried doing all his old shit and, you know, it just didn't do it for him anymore. And he ends up leaving.
Yeah. He was like standing up in the middle, like he used to, like overlooking the whole place, like kind of doing that same stance he was doing. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's not really my thing anymore. It's time to move to something else. Yeah, it's kind of...
There's observed. Nothing there for him.
Right.
As Judith told him.
There's nothing out there for you.
So he gets his motorcycle and he's riding back and then Judith shoots him, like shoots right at the motorcycle and it falls. And what did he agree to do? Come back at the end there? Or they didn't go their separate ways. I genuinely don't remember what happened with Judith and... him at the end of the first episode. Let's see.
Didn't he admit there was that she was right or something? Like there is nothing out there.
Yeah, he's going back to Alexandria, and he just leaves the bike. Yeah,
she, the hidden bike, the motorcycle that he dug out of the wall at Sanctuary.
Yeah, she told him there was nothing out there. You sure as shit did. I'm a kid, asshole.
Right.
So the other story, because we don't go back to Negan, we barely went to Alexandria. I was thinking, what if the new showrunner is doing that intentionally? Keeping us from Alexandria as much as possible so we miss it. Like, the only stuff we got was Negan and him leaving. Like, we didn't get anything else that was going on in Alexandria.
I think maybe it was trying to change the setting a little bit, because it's been the same for a long time. That's what I mean,
make
now.
Us finally miss it by it being absent.
Give us
so
the
long.
Sense of them missing home. Mm-hmm. Like, when they will leave. Because, like, when they leave, like, they got to leave for, like, a week at a time or something. Like, to go far enough out to find any fucking thing.
Right.
Because, like, the surrounding area is probably picked pretty fucking clean, wouldn't you think? Like, as far as supplies and scavenging.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's why Gabriel was talking about with the radio thing. We'll have to go further out.
Further out, right.
Yeah.
And try to radio people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're doing this and creating communities, like,
other people are doing
gotta
the same
be,
shit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, or other people are walking with the dead.
Well, that's, like I said, everybody, like,
yeah, everybody's,
we discussion, everybody's finding their own way to deal with it. But doing what they're doing with the communities with the walls, probably, like, the most common way of dealing with it and, like, becoming a community and sticking together and building walls and finding a way to be secure
and safe and defend
yourself.
But people are so inherently evil.
I mean, like, right. Yeah, I mean, it's proven time and time again in the show. Like, okay, here's a good question. What would Rick have done at the top of the wall? Like, with Daryl standing there. Do you think Rick just opens motherfucking fire at this point?
No, because he knows they have Alden and Luke.
Oh, that's why.
That's why Daryl didn't.
Right. I don't know, man.
And then he saw the baby. When he walked out there, like, he heard a baby, and it was like, he changed. You know, like, he sees life as precious now. I think that was just showing us that. Okay, so Alden and Luke, they get captured doing that whole fucking following the arrow trail thing.
Right.
I mean, that was basically their story. They were going out there looking for what? For Michonne and them? Didn't they, like, split up and go two different directions?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Right.
So they got captured, and that was our first introduction to Alpha. Trail ends here, that shit. That was the end of the first one. And then,
yeah, the way that Walker was walking towards him in the forest and then just stopped. And they were like, what the fuck? Like, that was mildly creepy.
Yeah. And then they basically have been missing since then, barring little shit, putting bags over their heads or whatever the fuck they did to them. Or they put the masks on them. And then, so they brought them back. And the trade was actually reasonable. That's why I'm not sold on Alpha being a villain just yet.
Well, I'll give your two friends back for my daughter.
Yeah. And a baby.
Yeah, but that wasn't intended. She didn't give a shit. They never asked for the baby back.
Right. That was cool. That after mentioning that he's still trying to fill the hole from losing his son in work.
Right.
That he can potentially retire now and raise the kid.
And raise the baby.
I mean, that doesn't sound like the greatest retirement ever, but maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, generally speaking.
Right. Now, like, that seems like an awful idea, but, like, who knows how you would feel.
Oh, I would love it, I'm sure. That would be great. It'd give you something, it'd give you purpose. You know, especially after retiring, that's all you lack is purpose at that point. Let's see. What else was going on? The other thing was the kingdom stuff. So they're setting up for the what do they call it? It wasn't festival, fair. The fair. Yeah.
Right. They're going to have a fair with all the different communities together.
And so they were going out for elk, but that was just a ploy to have a side mission of going to the theater and getting a projector bulb.
Right.
Which was, I don't know, the Lost to Time in me, which is a series I do where we explore abandoned places like that. We just did a theater.
Yeah.
And like it reminded me of that. And it was like, fuck, I want to explore that place. That'd be building, cool.
Right. Yeah, well, minus the zombies.
Minus the zombies. Yeah, sure.
Right.
But.
Yeah, sure. Zombies, yeah. I could deal with them.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Give or take, zombies. I mean, that was cool that why they were doing it for the kids, that it's been 5 years since there was a projector bulb.
The last one burned out 5 years ago. They showed
movies.
Right.
So, like, what movies do you think they have? Like, what cinema classics do you imagine they've scrounged together in the apocalypse? Like, projector bulb almost implies reel to reel. As opposed to like VHS or DVD or something like that.
You would think so.
So I don't know. It's just, I'm curious what they have and like what they'll show people, like what movies they'll show kids as like, okay, this is it. Like what they got, Dodgeball, you know what I mean? Like just some random movie.
Right. Like I'm trying to think back to like when it would be like, they switch to digital projectors. I mean, there's not a lot of real stuff left, but I mean, in an old town, in an older theater like that, probably.
I mean, do you think they have? We saw the bulb. We saw it at the end, where they turned it on. It was like a movie projector. So I mean, I'm thinking that's reel to reel. Not that it matters at all.
Well, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, not that it does matter, but no, it does kind of matter because it kind of limits you to what you would be able to find.
Yeah. I'm just curious what kind of shit they want to show people.
You could probably find some newer movies, like,
right?
I guess newer-ish.
Yeah. So he also grabs on the side mission from the side mission, the like thing that you would put a movie poster in for the charter, which is kind of cool. So that was why Jesus and Tara came there, was to give him the charter until Michonne was ready to sign it, basically.
Right.
Which I get why she's bent, you know what I mean? Like, I get why she's all bent out of shape. She lost Rick, and she's just doing anything she can to protect everybody now, but... yeah, I don't know why they won't enter that agreement. Wasn't it her and Maggie coming up with it?
Yeah.
I mean, she was the one who drafted the charter, wasn't she?
But then
she?
There was something...
Something happened.
Something happened we don't know about right. yet.
I was reading some shit online about it. They'll bring Maggie
back for the flashbacks.
Somebody was talking about potentially like them, Michonne and Daryl, being captured by somebody who does like slave kind of thing with people where they would have been branded, you know, while they were captured by him or something. Like something that would fundamentally change somebody.
Right.
But I don't know. Daryl was out in the woods, same woods, looking for Rick still. Would that happen and then you go back looking for Rick, maybe just to try to find your sanity, you know, maybe to try to find your center or whatever, like he's lost at that point and trying to just find something familiar?
I guess those questions are all be answered when we get whatever flashback that we're gonna get.
What do we got on time there? What does that say?
36 minutes.
Okay, just checking. I can't see it from this angle. It's a new setup here, so sorry about that. Trying to think of anything else that's worth really going through here. Yeah, I don't know. Henry is kind of a...
You called him like a pseudo fill-in Glenn. You said Henry?
Fill-in Carl.
Carl, sorry.
Yeah, but I don't know.
We already have not Glenn.
Right, we already have not Glenn.
Right.
That we did. He did reappear at some point.
He reappeared.
What do you think about, like, I don't know, the way that even one of the girls from the new group, that was post-time jump, right? Yeah. The new group coming in. So they are still new. They're up on the wall talking
right.
to Alpha. You know, and I liked the way they didn't have a leader, per se. Even though Tara's technically in charge there, like the way Jesus was.
Right. Well, everybody kind of looks at Daryl.
Well, because he's just fresh back. But right. Yeah, everybody remembers Daryl. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think he stays now?
Daryl? They left at the end, like going to look for, they're going to rescue the girl, right? The daughter. That's why they left at the end.
Oh, right.
I can't live with what we did.
Right.
Like giving her back to her mom. So right. We're going to go get her. So they're going to war with these people.
Over a girl.
They barely know. Again, I go back to the top of the wall. Just open fire.
I mean, you think that was all of them? Just for the sake of conversation.
For the sake of conversation, right. They give up their babies rather easily.
Okay.
But it's just kind of a shrug of a shoulder. She did it like that. When the baby started crying, she looked back at her, and the woman, kind of the mother of the baby, was like, oh, you know, like, and she was like,
right.
You know what fucking happens, right? So, like, how do they expand their numbers?
It doesn't seem like an easy recruitment.
Right. So how many can there be?
Yeah.
Granted, they could bring numbers with them with the dead, but I think you're really putting yourself at risk.
So you think that is all of them?
I think it's got to be close. They might have a few hidden like little pockets here and there, but not. I don't think there can be like a huge army of these people. Like you said, tough recruitment process.
I wonder then. Oh, okay. So their power then, so to speak, the reason they're able to survive even without massive numbers is because of the herds they control.
They can
sick a herd on somebody.
That, and they know how to like avoid them.
Like avoid being what?
Blend in with the herd or just like.
But I mean, their only strength is that they can steer a herd towards people, their enemies.
Right. The risk in that is what happened to the guy on the bridge. Was it Daryl that was shooting a bow and arrow? Who was shooting a bow and arrow at the zombies on the bridge?
Daryl.
He's shooting this crossbow at him, right?
Right.
Okay, so the one's walking and he shoots it and hits it in the knee. And it falls down, and then he loads up a thing. Right. And that the dude's just still selling it. And then he's, instead of like taking out a knife and fucking running at him, while he's reloading the fucking crossbow, he just fucking still sells the fucking thing and gets shot in the knee. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you were like, genius. He shot the guy in the knee. Was like, oh, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when they caught that girl.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and then the other one stopped or tried to turn around like they were going to get away, right. And then Michonne's on the other side.
Right.
I mean, that was badass.
It was badass, but like, it's a dangerous thing. Like you said, it's a tough recruitment process. Like,
here's what we do. We put on the face of the dead, and then we walk with them.
Right, so okay. Going back to your original question, yes, I'm going to say that was all of them.
Okay.
If there's a huge, great number of these people, I will
be... But then are they a real
threat?
I won't
want to buy it just because of this conversation.
Are they a real threat? Are we to believe that maybe they have herds?
They don't have any guns.
But if they have herds, like massive herds somewhere...
That's their danger that they pose, is that they could bring a herd on the walls if they needed to. Like Hilltop's never really dealt with anything like that. Like if they brought a...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Now that was at Hilltop, right?
Pretty much everything that was in a gated community aside from the Negan and Judas stuff
was at
Hilltop. I kept thinking it was Alexandria because of the
But
jail.
It wasn't.
But it
You're
wasn't.
Right. No, the whole thing took place at Hilltop. So I guess, like you said, that's their danger, is they could bring in the herd. But again, like, that's a huge risk to them as well. Like, if they're just in the crowd, like, anything could go wrong. Like, they could get bit or
scratched.
Somebody
could sneeze.
Somebody could, right. And then it's over, basically. Daryl and them from Alexandria.
But they just move on like nothing happened then, as Lydia said. It's like that person never existed.
Right.
So do you think her mom genuinely loves her, that that's why she came for her? Or do you think there's some other motivation for why she had to have her back?
It was a power play.
But to what end? They don't reveal themselves to people usually. And by her taking off her thing, she's putting herself out there. What's the point of doing that
to get your daughter back.
So you think she just loves her daughter that much that she broke her own rules? I feel like there's something more sinister at play that she would be willing to give up two for the price of one. I feel like it's too obvious to say
I guess the rest of you people that are supposed to be following you start questioning you if you break your own rules
for your own. Right, so she's risking it for some reason. I don't know. Maybe she does just love her daughter. But I feel like there's going to be some sort of a twist there where either Lydia was in on it or, I don't know, just something there.
That thought definitely never left my mind that
she was never truthful the whole time.
No. Right.
I feel like she was truthful about the mom stuff.
Right.
When she finally admitted it.
Okay.
But
that could also be like another layer of lies. Like you thought you beat her, but you thought you broke her down. Like you know what I mean? Like
right.
You made her.
But that was just a story or whatever. But
this is just training.
I don't know. It looks like it described the mom accurately. Right.
They could book that show. They could have put on at the end there though with the slap in the face. Like
right.
But again, to what end? Why?
Yeah, why is she trying to assert her dominance over somebody that she doesn't want conflict with? There will be no conflict. So what's the point? What are you doing? You know,
right.
Beyond getting your daughter. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested in where it goes. I wish we just
mildly.
Had... I wish we had a whole season
to
of
binge
episodes
watch.
To binge.
Can we do the Netflix binge watch with the rest of this,
right.
Like from now on?
It'd be great if it was right. Like that.
Then we could just do like two podcasts.
Yeah, one for the first four and one for the second four.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to comb through everything, which is what we have done in the past. I want it to be a more fun, free-flowing conversation.
Right.
So that's why we're just bullet-pointing here and just talking about whatever.
And again, you could message us on Instagram. You can, any way to contact us, you can find...
At How to Watch TV.
At How to Watch TV. And, I mean, interact with us. Anything we didn't discuss that you'd like to hear us talk about or talk about with us. Like, I'm more than happy to engage you online and talk about anything. You know, like I have discussions about The Walking Dead or other TV shows that might be more interesting.
I mean, again, it feels like a chore sometimes to have to do this only because of the scheduling and the actual... I mean, look how long we fucked around with the setup here. It was like an hour, it felt like, when we could have started at like 7. We started at like 8:30.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
And for a video that probably nobody's going to watch, more people would just probably listen to it.
Yeah, but I enjoy doing this part of it, so
right.
It is what it is.
Right.
But I enjoy the show. When I watch the show, I enjoy it. Something about, there's like this air around it that it's boring or whatever. It's not, because we know all these characters so well.
Fair enough.
For the most
like,
part.
I mean.
And we're learning the new ones, and it's like, okay, you expect a turnover.
It's a different time in the world that we're watching. It's not the hard-running, survivalistic...
Right, that's
kill anything
the first couple
that fucking
seasons.
Walks because we don't trust anybody. Kind of thing is gone now. It's
right.
it's trying to open up to a new. Let's connect and build communities and rebuild the fucking world now. You know.
Do you think the fair happens?
See, that's where I think we got this looming.
You think a tragedy is coming?
Something
at the fair?
Tragic is going to happen. Because of the fair, like somebody's gonna wage war on another community. Sanctuary's gonna show up armed,
but there's nobody there.
They moved to another place and started another group somewhere else that we don't know about yet. That, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, they did. Carol burned them.
Oh fuck, that's right. She set them all on fire.
Yeah,
the rest of Sanctuary. So no, yeah, they ain't coming.
No. Nope. They are not.
And she left nobody alive there. See, now Carol still got that instinct of shoot first. What would Carol have done standing on top of that wall?
Probably listened. I think her and Daryl are essentially one and the same in their philosophy on stuff like that. I mean, he's calmed down so much now, and she's gotten more aggressive. The one thing I did find interesting about Carol was the story that Henry told about her hair. That she kept her hair short because of her husband.
Right.
That he would grab her and whip her around by it. And it's indicative of how safe she feels with King Ezekiel that her hair is as long as it is. Because that shit takes years to get that long.
Right.
You know what I mean? So hair. She's felt safe for a while. Yeah, I would know. So, anything you want to plug? Since we're at the end, I figure if you're here, you maybe want to see more shit we've done. We have other podcasts. We've done other shows.
Well,
I think we're eventually going to do another Lost podcast.
We might get around to that.
We're going
to
do Game of Thrones.
A Lost rewatch podcast. Like, right. I don't want to try to...
Pretend we never saw it.
Like, I don't want to do that. So it would be a Lost rewatch podcast. Another thing... we've been discussing, kind of going back and forth about doing, is going in and like finishing up Game of Thrones. Like, we started in what, middle of season 3 or something when we started podcasting.
Season 3, episode 8. Yeah.
So then,
but we'll, if we do that, we may as well do a rewatch podcast, essentially.
So then we'll just hold off till after the whole thing's finished and do it that way. Well, that's, we have to do that anyway because we're too close. We don't have enough time to try to finish that in before the new season starts. So once that starts, we'll do, of course, episode by episode Game of Thrones. There's only going to be 6, so
yeah.
But after that, we might start a rewatch the whole damn thing from beginning to end.
Right. It's more fun when you have all the information. Right. And it can kind of piece it all together. It is a lot of fun that way.
We might do that. Start right away, maybe. Just kind of ride the high.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Maybe people, because right afterwards, people are still going to be Game of Thrones. So we might as well try to, like...
Yeah, fair enough.
You know?
If they ever come out with Altered Carbon season 2.
That I wouldn't mind watching. American Gods, I don't know if you haven't watched season 1. I don't know if it's interested you in at all. But those are shows I wouldn't mind watching. You're doing your Lost to Time thing.
Yeah, we do a Lost to Time podcast as well, where every couple weeks we sit down and kind of discuss some of the behind the scenes of adventuring. We go out in Gary, or I've been to Chicago recently. We've been to Detroit. Like, we're just kind of... anything abandoned, a building or structure or place that has been lost to time. Ideally, stuff where we can find old pictures so that we can make like a history segment on it and everything.
Urban Cross videos.
Yeah, where take dirt bikes into abandoned buildings.
That's pretty cool.
And stuff.
His photos and his videos are fantastic. Definitely check them out.
We're doing an art show. Not that anybody here would be able to come to it, but it's in Munster at the Visual Performing Arts. There's like 17 of my pictures hanging on the wall there. That's open now through the end of April. You're doing a live stream now.
I just started a live stream on Twitch. It's at my gamer tag. It's twitch.tv/dashvitz, DASCHVITZ. That's my gamer tag. It's been that way for 15 years, so it's hard to want to change that.
I get just not to, wanting to change it, but you should consider it and just see if there's anything else you really love.
But there's not going to be anything else without fucking X's and extra numbers in it.
We got to get creative. I was able to get doingbirds.com. I mean, it's short.
It's something, I don't know. I already got the Instagram for it. But check it out. I don't know if you're into video games at all, if you're into this kind of pop culture stuff. Maybe you'll be into video games. I don't know. If you're our age, you grew up on the video game. So I just thought it'd be fun. Everybody else is having so much fun doing it. I thought it'd be fun to stream and play video games and bullshit with my friends online while other people watch.
And as always, I do a daily vlog, chronologically, Joel. You can find it on YouTube. But every day of my life for the past almost, I'm in year 5. I'll just say that much.
And, well, my Twitch one isn't, but all the other links that we've discussed just right now are you can find on the Instagram at How to Watch TV. Look in the bio, and you can find all the links to all of the stuff that, you know, we create. We're going to try to become bigger content creators and...
I'm trying to lose weight, actually.
Watch our
but
stuff.
I'm going to be a smaller content creator.
Can you give some to me? I need to gain a little weight. This is How to
Watch TV. Don't have a...
All these memories in my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.